This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach, a work of ministry dedicated to propagating the Word of God throughout the four corners of this earth, that you may have, that one may have a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to minister, to teach, preach the Word of God. We're here to expound the truths of God's word. We're here to edify the body of Jesus Christ. We're here to deliver, hallelujah, those who literally have a one foot in hell out of its pits. We are here, amen, to glorify God most of all in all that we say and do. We're here for you, and we surely would like to hear from you. You can reach us at Lodestar Ministries, that's L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R, L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R, one word, Lodestar Ministries, at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. Drop us a card, drop us a line. We like to hear your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your ideas. To make this ministry more successful, to make it better, we really would appreciate your input, your constructive input. Amen. You can call us even at area code 888-563-7713. We'd be glad to hear from you. We'd be glad to pray with you, to look with you at your questions or in the word and things that may be on your heart. So again, I am Reverend Jack Cook, and I am your servant. Amen. I am servant of the Lord, and I am the principal here at Lodestar Ministries. And you can email us at Jack the Preacher, J-A-C-K-D-A, and the word preacher, all one word, at gmail.com. Amen. You can tweet us, if you will, or follow us, or at Lodestarmen. Lodestarmen. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to knowing you and to getting your input and your response, and to begin what we pray would be maybe a lifelong friendship and fellowship. We are about to enter into, continue in our walk through the Gospel of St. John. We are entering this day. We've gone from the revelation, and we outlined it as such. The revelation, that's chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, the revelation of the Son of God. The proclamation, again, still in chapter 1, verses 15 through 34. And then the manifestation, the Lord's public ministry, began at verse 35 in chapter 1. And moved all the way through the 12th chapter in the 50th verse in this great Gospel of John. And that was the manifestation, the public ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we, last time we concluded the edification, that is a private ministry of our Lord and Savior, where he began to minister directly to his disciples, the apostles, and his disciples, and vicariously to us, amen, the church, his body. And the words that were were true then are true today and will be true forever, because indeed he is truth. He is truth incarnate. Amen. He is truth manifest. Amen. Bodily. And today, however, we began to move into what we have outlined, the demonstration. The demonstration that is the love of God. God demonstrated his love in that when we was yet his enemies, hallelujah, he gave us his son. Somewhere around Romans 5th chapter, Paul relates to that. While we were yet his enemies, God commended his love toward us, and our Lord demonstrated God's love. He glorified God in his death, hallelujah, in his burial, and in his resurrection. And so in this 18th chapter, we now move this 18th through the 20th chapter. As a matter of fact, we move, we observe, and we offer some observations and some comments, if you will, and prayerfully some revelation and some knowledge and understanding from the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who we pray will minister through his servant. So let's go before the Lord in prayer as we embark upon this great study. Father, we bless you today. Lord, we exalt you. Lord God, we give you the glory. We give you the reverence. We give you the honor and thanksgiving, Lord. We're so grateful for this day. Thank you for this day. Thank you for seeing me through. Thank you for bringing me through. Thank you for bringing me to this hour, to this time, Lord. And I personally thank you how you worked it out, Lord God. How that though the day started one way, Lord, I am now, Lord God, here peaceably with you. And I am so grateful for that. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, for all that in the sound of my voice, Lord God, all that may be going through. And all that may, Lord God, may be experiencing, Lord God, the ravages of this life, Lord God, and the weights of this life, and the trials and the tribulations. I pray that if you and your divine providence have somehow ordained and somehow made a way that they may hear this prayer and be with us in this hour, pray, Lord God, that you will overtake them right now in your divine peace. Lord God, in your divine grace, in your mercy, Lord God, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy, we pray, for we need you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord, in every way. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. But in you, through you, and by you, we can do all things, Lord, if you strengthen us, Lord. So strengthen us for this hour. Strengthen us for this time. And oh, Lord God, we consecrate and dedicate these next few moments unto you. And we pray, Holy Spirit, you come into this place, Lord God, and have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Be glorified, we pray. Father, be glorified in all that is said, Lord God, in this time. Lord, we bless you now and thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The 18th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. It begins as such in verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, that is, when Jesus had, over next door in the 17th chapter, after Jesus had prayed his high priestly prayer, amen, unto the Father, whom in him is yes and amen, hallelujah. So you can take it to the bank that everything that the Lord prayed in his high priestly prayer, that the answer was yes, hallelujah, and amen. And so we pick up here by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle John, in the testimony of Scripture, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, amen, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples. Verse 2, and Judas also, who betrayed him, that Judas, yes, knew the place. For Jesus often, listen at this, resorted there with his disciples. And sometimes you need a place to get away. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need a place that you can resort to, that you can just pull away to. Hallelujah. To regroup, to revive, to renew, to restore yourself. Hallelujah. We all need that place. Sometimes we just have to get away. Hallelujah. Get away. The Lord had to get away a lot. Hallelujah. And he sought to get away with his boys, to get away with his disciples, his followers. Amen. That they may learn. Hallelujah. That it's important that we have that quiet time, that time to ourselves. Amen. None of us are machines. None of us without, hallelujah, needing to know the difference. Amen. The time of restoring ourselves, the time of replenishing ourselves. Amen. So verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, come there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Oh, they was ready. They was armed for battle. They were ready to do war. I don't know how good it was going to do them. Amen. Because they had no idea who they was facing. They're facing the Lord of hosts. Oh, glory to God. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, amen, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Amen. Now, I just want to throw this out here for your consideration that though the Lord, and though we may know, we may even know things that are about to happen to us and things that are about to come upon us and things we may have to go through. And as our Lord said, I am troubled, amen, in one place in scripture, amen, to know a thing, this is where I'm getting to know a thing and yet having to go through it is, my brothers and my sisters, entirely two different things, amen. But the Lord, being omniscient, amen, he knows all things. He knew what was about to go down. He knew what was about to happen, amen, amen. And so he asked, and so he's setting them up. He's setting them up, and we'll see why he's setting them up. And he's in essence wanting them, he wanting all their attention toward him. He wants all their attention toward him. That's why he said, whom you seek? He initiated the conversation. He didn't hide behind the 12. He didn't hide behind the 70. He didn't hide behind the multitude. But he came forth, as every good leader would do, when the enemy comes in like a flood to try to devour, hallelujah, the people of God, the good shepherd. Come on, somebody. The good shepherd, amen, stood in the gap, amen, and asked, it's in the red right here in your Bible, whom seek ye? Hallelujah. Whom seek ye? And they answered him, that is, these enemies, hallelujah, of his, amen. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Now, see, they messing up. They calling his name. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, somebody. Jesus of Nazareth. So Jesus says unto them, listen to this, y'all. I am he. Oh, my goodness. I am he. Hallelujah. Watch what happened. And Judas also, whom betrayed him, stood with them. Now Judas done took the wrong side. Hallelujah. He done hitched his wagon to the wrong team. Hallelujah. Amen. He's standing. Instead of, he done took his stand, hallelujah, with the enemies of God, hallelujah. Judas, who betrayed him, stood with him. And as soon then as he, that is Jesus, said unto them, I am he, my, they went backward, this is scripture, the testimony, and fell to the ground. My, hallelujah, hallelujah. When the Lord said, I am he, amen, I am he, that divine deity kind of oozed out of him, hallelujah, oozed out of him, amen, before he knew it, hallelujah, amen, because he said that word. He didn't say, I don't know who he is, but he said, I am, hallelujah, I am. And you remember when Moses, hallelujah, had his talk with God, and God told him, he asked, who shall I tell him sent me? What did he say? I am, hallelujah, I am he, amen, hallelujah. And so when God says, I am, hallelujah, amen, when God in the flesh, hallelujah, declares, I am, some things start to happen, hallelujah. The humanity of man, you're going to fall to your knees. You're going to fall to your knees. Hallelujah. I don't care how big, how bad you are. That's why every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Hallelujah. Because when I am, hallelujah, speaks, amen, we all will bow. Hallelujah. The demons in hell will bow. Amen. The president of the United States will bow. Hallelujah. Kings and queens will bow. Whoever we are, we all will bow at that name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so verse 7 again said, it's like the Lord stepped back and said, okay, let's try this again. Hallelujah. Let me just tone this down a little bit. And then they asked him, whom seek ye? And they said, they're a little bit more timid right now. I hear in their tone, hallelujah, in my mind's eye, hallelujah. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And so Jesus said, I told you. Amen. Verse 8, I told you that I'm he. Amen. And if therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Look at our Lord. Hallelujah. Look at our Lord who is still have purpose and still who is mindful. Amen. To cover his sheep. Hallelujah. Who cover his followers, to cover us, hallelujah, his church. He said, let them go their way. Just leave them alone and keep your eyes on me. Amen. Let these go their way. Amen. And look, the commentator here, the writer here reminds us, hallelujah, hallelujah, of this thing over there in the 17th chapter, that the saying might be fulfilled. What saying? The saying that he just spoke over in the 17th chapter, which he spoke, amen, of them whom thou gavest me, have I lost none. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 10, then Simon Peter, and this is what man does. The Lord done fixed the thing. He got the thing all straight. He got the boys all humble. He's an instituted, he have established a protocol, he have instituted and he has imposed, hallelujah, peace, amen, and his will in the situation. He's covered the thing, hallelujah, in his high priestly office. The good shepherd has taken care of the business, and then here come man, here come Peter, specifically, stepping in the middle and messing up of what God has already straightened out. And then Simon Peter, verse 10, having a sword, he trying to get bold now. Nobody asked him to be bold. Hey, nobody asked him to draw his sword. Nobody asked him to do a thing. Jesus trying to get them to go down the road somewhere and get out of the way and move on before something break out. And so here come Peter, big bad Peter, and break out some, having a sword, drew it and smote the boy's ear, smote the high priest's servant off. Hallelujah. Cut his ear off. Cut off his right ear. And they even named the name of the fella that got his ear cut off. The servant's name was Malchus. My. Hallelujah. And then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my father has given me, shall I not drink it? My. Hallelujah. The Lord knew that he had to bear this cup. My. And you know what, y'all? We all have a cup in this life that we got to drink of. My. We all have a cup. Yeah, we got a cross to bear. But listen, we have a cup that we have to drink out of. We may have our cross in one hand, but we got that cup in our other hand. That's just the way it is. That is life. Hallelujah. We all have to drink of this cup. Amen. And the band, verse 12, and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. My. And led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was a high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas, who was he who, you remember, the testimony of scripture here is reminding us that it was this Caiaphas who was he who gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Wow. My. Listen at the providence of God. Amen. Setting this thing up. Hallelujah. Speaking through the high priest. Amen. And he wasn't half wrong. He wasn't really wrong at all. I mean, that's exactly, amen, what happened, amen, what really had to happen, amen, in verse 15. And Simon Peter, and this is just kind of some flow here, so we can just kind of get this in our minds. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now, John is so humble. John is so modest. He don't want to inject himself in this testimony. He don't want to inject himself in this. And so he kind of refers to himself in the third person, because that's just how John is. John is humble. John is nice. And John is just not a braggadocious like our friend Peter here. Amen. Who probably would have been throwing himself all over the place. But that's why you hear that kind of terminology. And we don't need to write a dissertation on that. We don't need to build an altar to it. It's just simply John's personality. That's his M.O. That's who he was. John was a humble brother. But yeah, John was a brother of power. And John had great strength in his humility. And guess what? If we tried a little humility, we would find some strength too. Why? Because God would come in and fight our battles. Why? Because God will run ahead of us. Hallelujah. Why? Because, hallelujah, it's in our, if we'll humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, the promise is he will exalt us in due time. Hallelujah. But, you know, we all, I don't know about you, I'll just speak for myself. I'm still working on that. I'm still working on learning, hallelujah, some humility in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Some humility. And so that disciple, back to verse 15, that disciple, listen at this, John has some connection. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and he went in with Jesus into the court, amen, of the high priest. He just went in, amen. He just walked on in with Jesus. I mean, he followed behind Jesus. He really just went on. And the picture is he just went in following Jesus so close, he just left Peter outside. Peter was dragging his foot outside. He got left at the door. Verse 16, but Peter stood at the door outside. So he got left at the door and then went out. And then John kind of snapped and remembered he's following Jesus so hard. He done left Peter outside. And so then went out that other disciple, John, who was known to the high priest, which we established, and spoke unto her that kept the door. Hallelujah. And brought in Peter. He went on out and got him and brought him in. Amen. Then saith the maid that kept the door unto Peter, are not thou also one of the man's of this man's disciples? And here's the first to now. Peter said, I'm not the one. Amen. And the servants and officers stood there who made a fire of coals, for it was cold. Amen. It was cold at night. Amen. The desert gets cold at night. Amen. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Yeah. And so the high priest back to now we moved the scenes change now. Hallelujah. If we had a camera. Amen. The camera scene would change. The scene would change. And now we're back to our Lord's conversation with the high priest. And so the high priest asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And so, see, Jesus didn't want them, really, he trying to keep the focus on him and keep it away from his sheep, keep it away from his disciples. And so I believe that's kind of why Jesus starts with this strong, if you notice in this next few verses, he starts with a strong response, amen, to the high priest. And you know, Jesus normally speaks, unless he's rebuking somebody, the Sadducees and Pharisees. He usually speaks a little more gently, and you know he's wise enough to not speak so hard to the high priest, but he's trying to get the focus to him. I believe that's what I'm seeing this in my spirit, man, my mind's eye. So Jesus answered him. It's in the red right here. I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught it in the synagogue. And if you think about it. I think there's a scripture in Proverbs that talked about how that that the man of God, the son of God, he didn't cry out in the streets. And Jesus wasn't a street preacher, contrary to popular belief. Amen. But when he spoke, when he preached, when he taught, he always taught in the church. He taught in the synagogue. Listen what he's saying. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple. He taught in the synagogue and in the temple. Amen. Synagogue was kind of like local churches. They were scattered throughout in other places. The temple was the temple. Amen. It's pretty straightforward. And in the temple where the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. And the Lord said, I always spoke openly. It's not like I spoke in the closet. Amen. It's not like, I tried to hide anything from anybody. I always spoke openly. Why are you asking me this now? Why are you asking me this? Verse 21. Ask them who heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. Pretty hard. He coming at the high priest. And this is what happens. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, are you going to talk to the high priest like that? Answers thou the high priest so? And so you talking to the high priest like that? Amen. Why so you don't talk to the high priest like that? Amen. And Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. If I said something wrong, is what he's saying to the soldier. Then what was it? What was it I said wrong? If I said evil, but if well, why are you hitting on me? Why are you smiting me? Hallelujah. And so now Annas has sent him bound. Listen to this, bound unto Caiaphas. Amen. The high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Now the camera shifting back to Peter, because you remember what the Lord told Peter, how he was going to deny him. And so here's his testimony unfolded. Amen. So we got a couple of things going on here. We got two or three things happening here all of a sudden. It's like watching a movie. Amen. Unplay. And so Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, art not thou one of his disciples? Pretty sure you are. He denied it. He said, I'm not the one. I'm not with them. Amen. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, this is how things, this small world. Yeah, this is how things work out. Especially when you trying to cover your trail. Amen. And the Lord always uncovers stuff. Amen. Especially in his providence. Amen. This is interesting to me. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, Malchus over here, whose ear Peter cut off. Hallelujah. Said, didn't I not see you in the garden with him? Yeah. Didn't I not see that? Peter did not deny it again. Verse 27. And immediately the cock crowed. My. Hallelujah. Immediately. Hallelujah. The cock crow. That what the Lord has said to Peter, amen, was confirmed, amen, and happened immediately, hallelujah, the third time. My. Just a little sidebar there. Yeah. And then led they Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment. And it was early. Jesus has been at this all night. They've been all night with Jesus. Yeah, this has been going on all night. Yeah, and they've been working on this for a while. Then they led Jesus, keep that in mind. Yeah, and they led Jesus from the hall, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall. This is how pious. This is pride. Pride and religiosity. This is what this gets you. Amen. And into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled. Oh my goodness, we don't want to get defiled. Oh my goodness, we don't want to become unclean. Oh, but why? But that they might eat the Passover. That was more important to them. Their religion, hallelujah, and their tradition was more important to them than what they claim they believe. Yeah, they believe Jesus was wrong. They believe they are implying anyway. That he was a traitor, that he was as they say here, a malefactor, that he was a sinner, that he was a publican, that he was a criminal. Yeah. And so, but yet they wouldn't stand. They had to have somebody else to do their dirty work. That's the bottom line. Yeah, they wanted this Gentile, they wanted this heathen to do their dirty work. That's what they wanted. And Pilate then went out unto them. Yeah, so Pilate went to them and said, what are you accusing this man of? What accusation bring you against this man? And they answered, and now they're getting smart. They're getting smart with Pilate. Now, listen at the tone. Then they answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, in other words, if he weren't a troublemaker, if he weren't a criminal, if he hadn't done something wrong, we wouldn't be bringing him to you. Yeah, that's what the text says. Verse 3. And if he were a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee. Yeah, so we've already judged him to be a criminal. We've already judged him to be a malefactor. We've already judged him have committed a crime, treason, hallelujah, against the Jews. Yeah. And then said Pilate unto them, you take him then. Take ye him and judge him according to your law. You go take care of him. Why you need me? The Jews therefore, Pilate started messing with him now. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not, and they get all puffy. Yeah. It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Now that is a fairy tale. Now that is an untruth. Can I just say it? That is a lie. Hey man, what Jesus told him in John 8, you are children of the devil. That's all you do is kill people. Amen. Did not the testimony of scripture say they have killed the prophets all the day long? Hallelujah. Amen. Did not they stone Paul? Amen. They tried. They did kill Paul. Amen. He was dead. Left him for dead anyway. Did not they kill Stephen? Amen. Did not they? So listen at these hypocrites. Amen. Amen. It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled. That's what you find happening here, is that the word of God and the prophecy of God is starting to be fulfilled in rapid fire succession. I mean, back to back to back. The thing with Peter was just a token thing. That was just kind of a symbolic thing. But now scripture is starting to be fulfilled from the old and the new. Hallelujah. Testament of God. Hallelujah. And then let me do 32 again, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. Amen. And then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Now Pilate really stirring up. Listen at this. Art thou the king of the Jews? Yeah, and you know them boys, them Pharisees and them religious folks, they didn't like that term. Matter of fact, they asked him to take it down because he nailed it up on top of the cross. You remember, we'll get there. Amen. Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, verse 34, it's in the red. Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing thyself, or did others tell it of thee? Yeah. So it's like Jesus knew. Yeah, he foreknew. He knew what Pilate's wife said to him. He knew Pilate's wife told him, don't have nothing to do with this man. Leave that man alone. Yeah. So Jesus kind of reminding him of that and asking him that, if you will. This is what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. It says, did you make this thing up yourself, or did somebody else, amen, tell you some things about me? Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And Pilate answered and said, am I a Jew? Now he getting on his high horse. Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What have you done? What you done, boy? You in big trouble. Amen. And Jesus answered, it's in the red right here, verse 36. My kingdom, come on somebody, is not of this world. Listen to this. Is very, very, very powerful and important. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. My. This is powerful. Hallelujah. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, you said it. Hallelujah. Thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end was I born. Come on, here's a testimony. Jesus cannot deny himself. Amen. And Jesus had to confess who he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everyone that, listen. Hallelujah. Everyone that is of the truth, hear my voice. And can I tell you that? That's at the core of the problem we're having. Not only then, but throughout the ages. Amen. Hallelujah. And is that, hallelujah. The problem is, hallelujah, is that, is this matter right here. Is that not everybody, amen, is trying to hear the truth. Because the truth, amen, especially in this age, in this day, in this time we live, is starting to be a rare commodity. Amen. And folk today rather hear a lie than hear the truth. Amen. Know you're lying to them. Know you are standing and telling a bald-faced lie. Amen. And they standing there grinning like a chess cat. Amen. Trying and absorbing it like a sponge. Amen. Amen. Because people love a lie rather than the truth. My. But everyone that is of the truth, they hear his voice. They hear his voice. And can I just stop and ask you, do you hear his voice today? Do you hear his voice speaking to you? Is the voice of the Lord? Is the voice of the Holy Spirit who's striving at your heart, who strives at the heart of man? Is he speaking to you? And even the greater question is do you hear his voice? My. Do you hear his voice today? And Pilate said unto him, maybe what you are saying, maybe what the cynics are saying today, maybe what the unbelievers are saying today. And that, not maybe, but it's exactly what they're asking. The same question Pilate asked right here in verse 38. What is truth? Yeah, because smarty pants folks today, yeah, in our so-called colleges and centers of learning, and in our so-called seminaries, which are more like cemeteries, amen, are doubting, hallelujah, the truth, and are declaring that there is no truth. There is no absolute truth. Amen. They are asking the same question that Pilate have asked 2,000 years ago. What is truth? Hallelujah. And here was truth incarnate, as we said earlier. Here is truth incarnate, truth in the flesh. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. Here he is standing before him. Amen. And he, hallelujah, can't see it. He can't hear it. He can't even receive it. Hallelujah. What a sad commentary. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray you don't fit into that category. I pray you don't find yourself hearing truth and rejecting it. Hearing truth and walking away from it. Hallelujah. In other words, hearing the testimony. Hallelujah. Of the word of God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. And walk away asking, what is truth? Amen. And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, hallelujah. At least he had this much goose sense. He had said unto them, I find no fault at all. I offer to you that the words of his wife is ringing in his ears. And he's realizing that his wife was saying unto him some good stuff, because he now has found himself standing before, hallelujah, the Son of God. Bless you, Jesus. And so he's about to wash his hands of this whole deal. Yeah. At verse 39, now he's turning the table. Pilate is pretty slick. Yeah, now he's turning the tables back on their head. But you have a custom, verse 39. That I should release unto you one at the Passover. Hallelujah. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Listen, he keeps calling him King of the Jews. He's really turning that knife. Man, Pilate is messy. Amen, amen. That really just aggravated him even more. Listen at him now. Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now y'all know Barabbas. Barabbas was a robber. He was a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. Amen. And they chose a thief and a robber, a murderer. Hallelujah. Rather than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ah, my. What about you today? What about you today? Will you receive the thief and the robber? Amen. Who is the devil? Amen. Who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy? Are you going to continue to receive him? Or will you today receive today? Hallelujah. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to just cut to the quick here. The Bible says if you will, with your own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you will believe in your heart, indeed, that God have, as we're going to find out as we continue in this study, have raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. The promise is that you will be saved. Amen. You can have a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can move from hearing a lie to hearing the voice of truth that is our Lord and our Savior. So let me ask you today, if you've never had a point in your life, because this is the point of deliverance. Hallelujah. If you've never reached a point in your life that you know that you know you haven't deliberately and intentionally and with your very mouth received the Lord Jesus, won't you do it today? Won't you just stop and do it right now? Hallelujah. Put the thing on pause. Amen. And get to a place real quick where you and I can finish this conversation. I'll wait for 3 seconds. Because I want to talk to you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I want to say this prayer. And I want you to say it with me. If you today, wherever you are, whoever you are, if you today will receive Jesus Christ in Lord and Savior, as Lord and Savior of your life, I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Say these words. Dear God, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. But I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Lord, I give you my mind. I give you my will. I give you my very body. Lord, I give you all of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, listen, I want you to rejoice. Hallelujah. I want you to rejoice, for your name is written in glory. That's right. Amen. You got to believe this thing by faith. You got to believe this thing by the truth of God's word. But there is some things you still have to do. Hallelujah. The Lord said in Galatians that he that receive him must be baptized. So I want you to start praying. Listen, you have access to God now. You have access to God as your Father. Amen. You don't need me. You don't need any other man. Hallelujah. Stand between you and God. You can go to God because you're his child. You can go to him as his child. Amen. And you can pray to him reverently, respectfully, in your own way and in your own words, just as you talk to any other person you respect and you reverence. Amen. You go to God, your Father. Amen. And you speak, hallelujah, that which on your heart. And you ask him to direct you. Ask him to lead you and direct you to that congregation, to that church, to that fellowship that he has purpose for you. He has ordained and decreed for you. And I want you to go and tell that church, amen, that pastor, that leader, amen, that you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and tell them when and how you did it. Tell them, but you have come, amen, to be baptized that you may unite and place your name in that body, amen, that God have led you to. Amen. And listen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear that testimony. I believe somebody out there, there's 6 billion of y'all out there. Amen. And surely one of you out there, God have ordained and decreed that would hear, hallelujah, this work today. Amen. Because I just believe by faith that he have ordained and decreed it. And if I don't hear from nobody, I'm going to be really disappointed. Amen. Because I believe in God today. Amen, for that miracle. Hallelujah. So listen, you got my information. Let me hear from you. I mean, call me at 888-563-7713. Drop me an email at jackdapreacher, J-A-C-K-D-A, preacher, jackdapreacher@gmail.com. Amen. Or drop me a card, amen, at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. Father, we bless you today. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you this day. Lord, we're excited, hallelujah, about what you have done and what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord. Oh, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we give you the glory today and thank you, hallelujah, in advance, hallelujah, for all your many blessings. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Roger!